It began with broadcast journalism professor Nancy Benson and two students who led the project, Abby Rhodes and Adam Jodoff. Benson thought her class needed real-world reporting experience.
I've been doing a lot of international work, doing journalism training in other countries in Eastern Europe, Southeast Asia, and I've made several visits to Latin America. And I felt it was really important for the journalism students, with all the emphasis now on globalization, to experience what it's like to report in another country and to sort of go in, land in another country, have a limited amount of time, and have to come back with stories that are reflective of a deeper level of the country than just what a tourist might experience.
Abby and Adam, it's obviously a bit disconcerting to, you know, get off a plane and find yourself in a completely different country and having to do some of the jobs that you have done as student journalists back here in the States in familiar territory.
I think it really depended on the student. I think some of us have traveled the world, various places. Some of us may have never been outside the U.S. border. So I think we all came at it from a different perspective. For some of us, we hit the ground running. Others were a little more hesitant, and it took a little more time to acclimate. I think we all felt like by the third week, we were really starting to get our bearings and really becoming comfortable with the country in general and the customs and the way that you just go about business there. And I think all of us felt like, gee, if we had one more week to do this, we could get that much better of a story and talk to, you know, more people and get more material. But I think overall, people maintained positive attitudes, and we all knew what we were there to do. And it was just, we ran into all kinds of different obstacles, as you do reporting anywhere, maybe a few more due to the language barrier and whatnot.
What kind of issues do they face? Are what is important to them similar to what issues are important to Americans?
You know, we want security and comfort and economic stability and all that. We just already have it, so we sort of forget that we need it. If it was taken away, we wouldn't like that too much. They're clamoring for it. They want education. They want safe drinking water. They want infrastructure. They want transportation. It's just much more apparent to them because they don't have it.
What are some of the issues that you're going to take up in the series then?
I think we've got a pretty broad scope of topics ranging from tourism, for instance, to education and the economy. We even take an up-close look at prison conditions and the evangelical movement in the country. I mean, it's a pretty wide range of topics, I think.
Now that you're back, what are some of the images that you've carried back from Peru that you think have made the biggest impact on you?
I spent a couple days up in the mountains away from the group, and one day I was without a translator, and so I flagged down a cab and did my best Spanish and just kind of bombed around. And at one point I was in a small village looking for a kid who I had met yesterday, and so it's kind of a go to the school, find the professor, find another student who knows another student who knows a third student who can find me Eric Viega, and then, you know, three kids cram into the cab with me, and we go driving through some back alleys till we get to this kid's house, and it, you knock on this corrugated metal door that's painted green with a really beat-up wooden frame and opens out into a dirt courtyard, and this is where this kid lives. There's a kind of a two-room shack off to the left, and he just sort of sticks his head out, and, hey, how's it going? And that's that sort of intimate reality, that it wasn't, no one was trying to sell me anything, no one was treating me as though I was a tourist, no one was, you know, hey, Mr. American, can I borrow a dollar? It was just a sort of real in someone's home moment that will stick with me for a long time.
Adam Jodoff and Abby Rhodes were two leaders of a student project to report on issues in Peru. Their efforts are part of a two-hour documentary that you'll be able to hear on AM 580 this Saturday at 5 p.m. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.